Don't Stop Believing, Journey, to start us off on our Friday here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, Friday, 16th of October. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Yes, indeed.
It's a celebration.
Yeah. By the way, before we even start, I have brought in 16 frozen sausages from uncooked from yesterday's delectable treats and put them in the fridge for you.
Oh, look at that. So talk about buttering a man up before you even begin.
Before we even start.
You literally came on and bribed me with your big sausages.
I did, yes, I did.
Unbelievable. Right, that's it.
Waving my sausages in front of your face, waving my frozen sausages.
Poor man, did you have frozen sausages rammed up against you on the bike on the way in?
I was walking, it was great. I put them in the box and all on the way in. But walking from the kitchen to the bike with them in my hands. It's amazing how quickly they get it.
Yeah. And if, you know those freeze burns?
Yeah.
They're terrible things. Your skin sticks to the frozen stuff. It's awful. Funny.
You don't want to be stuck to a sausage at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, certainly not. A frozen sausage, I mean.
No.
It's not a thing of you. It's a million miles away from a proper sausage,
put that into a catapult, you could hurt someone with it.
Oh, and what a start to a day to find out that there's a rake of frozen sausages waiting for you in the fridge. Life doesn't get much better than that. Although, of course, today is a special day, not just any old fantastic Friday here at Classic Hits. It's only the day that Jaffa Jake brings down the world Jaffa cake eating record.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to build up to that through the course of the morning. I think we've got, I think we have a couple of surprises for PJ along the way. As part and parcel of this as well, I reckon.
Oh, really?
Oh, I think so.
What have you got up your sausagey sleeves?
I'm going to be completely honest with you and say they'll also come as a surprise to me.
Ah, very good.
Because I actually don't know what they are either. But Magic Mike says there's some stuff on the way.
Very good, very good.
So looking forward to that and all the other regular bits and pieces as well. We came off the back of, the day before yesterday you had your win on the birthdays, was it?
Yes, I was, yeah.
Yeah.
I was.
But obviously we couldn't fit in a cake yesterday because of the sausage party.
Sausage party.
And then today is Jaffa cake eating. And sure, by Monday you won't want it.
Are you out of your mind? Do you even know you've met me?
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys, Quit Playing Games here at Classic Hits, just 14 minutes past 6 o'clock. Happy Friday to you once again, folks. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday, 16th of October, about to take on the birthdays. Successful run the other day.
Yes, indeed.
So you're in the zone.
Should be in the zone. There or thereabouts, indeed.
Right, let's have a bash at some of these. It's hard to know. I mean, look, they're all famous names, so it's hard to know whether they're in your wheelhouse particularly. Let's start with an absolute living legend. Angela Lansbury is celebrating her birthday today.
Angela Lansbury, of course, who lives in Cork.
I was just going to say we claim her, don't we?
We do nowadays, yeah. Even though she's literally got, I don't think, any Irish background at all. But she has lived in Cork.
And she once did an episode of Murder, She Wrote in Ireland.
Yeah.
Now, it was the most twee rubbish thing ever. It was full on. Begara, Jessica, I don't know what. Yeah, it was full on.
Sir, it's the first time anyone around here has died for a thousand years.
Are you sure it's not the curse of the little people?
Oh, that silly elk. It was. But she was great. And what a great TV show.
Yeah.
What a great TV show. It was just such. I don't know.
It got a whole new lease of life with the likes of us, you and I, watching it in the afternoon, years after it was prime time.
Years after, and it made murder so cuddly.
Didn't it?
It really did. It made murder seem like such a harmless activity, really. You know, to be honest, it really kind of did.
Yeah. Just out of matter of interest, why is it there's so many, detective murdery type shows that are set in, you know, really, really small places? You know, where murders would be in it. Like, you got Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Midsummer Murders. There's that one that's Death in Paradise. That's like a little, it's supposed to be a tiny island in the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Like, these
tiny little places end up being the murder capitals of the world.
Yeah.
Like, there's a murder every single day. Yeah. And a population of 3,000.
Like, somewhere, if it's set in New York, you get it. There's millions and millions of people.
Yeah.
Right.
But like set in Cabot Cove.
Exactly.
You know,
and they're dropping like flies.
So like every day. That's the theory, is she was the murderer all the time. That she was the one, because she framed that theory. She framed every single episode.
Sell a few books.
Yeah. So she can get her books flying. I'd say she's not a young
lady. No, not at all.
I'd say she's about like 87.
Believe it or not. 95.
Whoa, really?
95, Angela Lansbury.
Happy birthday, Angela Lansbury. You're a legend.
Absolutely.
So
and by the way, if you happen to live close to Angela Lansbury down in Cork, just be careful. That's all we're saying, all right? Just watch your back. That's all we're saying.
There hasn't been a murder in Cabacombe since she left. Okay, well, that's one thing we know for sure.
Right, next up, it's Jedward are selling their birthday.
Well, they probably are, yeah. VIP. Yeah, Jedward, the voice of reason in a pandemic. Have you ever
John and Edward
it?
Grimes. Yeah, isn't it extraordinary? Have you been following their Twitter?
No, but I've seen snapshots of it.
Oh, right, okay. It is kind of extraordinary. I mean, it felt unusual, I have to say, to see Jedward.
Being the voice of reason.
Commentating, you know, on social and political issues.
Yeah, and to be sort of getting, you know, to be like, of course, why would they? They're not selfish young lads. They're just young lads living their lives. But it's
weird, isn't it, that they feel like they've been around forever. Yeah. And like they are, well, I think they're surprisingly young still.
They're definitely young, yeah. And they've done so much. Like, I know a lot of it was silly old nonsense and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they've like danced and sang in front of Obama and everything. When he was in Ireland. And
it is kind of strange, isn't it?
You know what I mean? They've been all over
the
UK.
I have to confess, I still don't get it. I accept they're probably lovely fellas.
Yeah.
I don't fully understand it.
See, I know, they're lovely fellas. Apparently I appear in their book.
Oh, really?
Something I'm proud of. I get a mention in their book, yeah.
Excellent.
I think when we were doing Naked Camera one of the days.
Their colouring book, is it?
No, you! How dare you.
Excuse
me, these are... you're talking about two of Ireland's
most... A book that they read.
Shoot political activists there.
Is it a book they read and you were in it?
Is there not a Jedward book out? I think there's a Jedward book out.
Excellent. That's very good. Well done.
I think I get a mention because...
Is it pop-up?
I'd love to be a feature in anyone's pop-up book. If anyone's doing a pop-up book, please put me in it. I'd be so much more into that. But I'd say the two lads, well, they're like still in their 20s, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'd say 26.
29.
Oh, aren't they?
29, yeah.
Big birthday coming, lads.
On the way. That'll be a celebration.
Yeah.
Woo! Anyway, right, next up, I think you're officially obliged to like this woman. I think...
Kylie.
She might be like Kylie.
No,
I think she might be like the English Kylie. I think it's...
Really?
I think it's obligatory to like her.
English Kylie, he says.
I think so.
He's put a lot of pressure on himself now with this reveal.
Davina McCall.
Yes, I do like her. Yeah. So you're right, yeah. You do. You think you have to like her.
She's very good.
Something about her.
I think she officially is the girl next door.
Yeah, she is, yeah. Very much so. And a grafter by all accounts.
Yeah.
A real hard grafter like that.
She does sort of seem sound. I can't think of any reason not to like her.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And she was one of those, her husband and all. She was mad about her fella for years, wasn't she? She was always like, you know, no one's ever allowed to take a picture of me sleeping or anything because that's the only thing he gets that no one else gets, blah, blah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow, that's deep.
And yeah, very much so. And then he says, you're working too much. She says, yeah, you know what the door is.
Oh.
So she's a grafter.
Wow.
She's a grafter, like... Yeah.
That's quite a turnaround.
You know the whole sleeping thing. I don't really see much of it anymore, right? Well, you know what the door is.
Yeah.
I think so. In fairness to her, she's a no-messing type of person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow, so don't cross Davina.
I think she always comes across well. I like her anyway, like you said. I think you're right. Actually, that's a very good analogy. Britain's Kylie Minogue.
She's a bit that, all right, yeah.
I gotta say, she's what? Is she in her 50s now? I'd say she is 51.
Not bad, 53.
Ah, okay.
53. Now, next up, this lad, I wouldn't normally put it in, but for your newfound love of Spandau Ballet, Gary Kemp. He's celebrating his birthday today.
Yeah, which one of the craze was he now? Was he Ronnie or Reggie?
Oh, blooming heck, I can't remember. He's the brains of the operation anyway. So, I don't mean of the craze, I mean of Spandau Ballet.
Right,
he wrote all the songs and everything.
I was trying to think which one of them was the smarter one.
So he got all the royalties and he was sued by all the rest of them.
Jeepers.
And he won.
And did he really?
Yeah.
And he kept all the money?
Kept all the money.
Shut up.
So there's, you know... Easy to see why he got cast as Ronnie Cray or Reggie Cray or whichever.
Did he give his brother any money?
Well, his brother didn't sue him.
Oh, there was the brother was
the brother's things.
Yeah,
so.
Brother was in it. Yeah. Just like the Crays.
Just like the Crays.
Musical gangsters. The pair of them. Oh, I didn't know he did all that.
Yeah. So, Martin's the dark-haired one that was in EastEnders.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So,
and
yeah.
Gary is, well, basically the other one. Sort of curlyish hair or something.
Yeah, I know. Very like, very similar to each other.
Yeah.
One has looked more like... one looks like he was more into the outdoors, let's say. Drinking outdoors.
Oh, no, actually, they don't really look like each other at all.
Do you not think so?
No.
I think, they, well, if they end the Grey's movies out to go by, they look very like each other.
Anyway, what age are you going to stick on them?
I'd say he's like 64.
Oh, 61. Not too bad. Right, couple of oldies for you, kind of curveballs. The one and only Terry Griffiths is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, you're joking.
The slowest snooker player
of all time.
Oh, my God.
So you were there looking at him and waiting to take a shot. And there was those freezes that were so long, you're like... Is he looking at the ball?
Somebody should check it. The ref should poke him and see if he... Because he's been lying on that table a long time.
He did three of them. Pull it back, pull it forward. Pull it back, pull it forward. And then he pull it back. And nothing.
Yeah.
For like a full minute, you're like, is he looking at it? Oh, my God.
And the only things that were equally as long were his interviews.
Yeah.
Well, I was going for the red and...
Then I thought maybe. And I thought I'd have a wee nap and... Luckily, there isn't a clock.
We're going to get battered by our Welsh listener. I can't remember what his name is now.
He's asleep as well. Don't mind him.
Yeah, he dozed off.
They're all asleep. You're not going to wake up and wreck them till after 11. I got to say, he's not a young man either.
No.
He's 79.
Not bad. 73.
Sugar.
I'm curious to see if you ever met this man. I don't know why I just would assume you would. Maybe you never came across him. Do you remember Peter Bowles?
I do remember Peter Bowles of the Irish RM.
The very man.
Ah, yeah, and I am HJPPY. He was a fantastic
And
actor.
To the Manor Born.
The Manor Born. And all that sort of stuff as well. He played the posh villain
times. He was actually in something called The Bounder.
He was a bounder and a cad. He was a bounder and a cad. Yeah, that's what a great description of him. I remember him so well. Yeah, and in the Irish RM, the way he used to talk to the Irish people. Yes, well, very good. Let's make sure you take a step back off the rug when you're talking. With all of that sort of crack. He was very, very good.
He was great,
and,
yeah.
He was brilliant in that. What was
Did you ever encounter him?
No, I never met him. No, I've never met
him. The HJPPY thing, was that when they were in the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
with,
funny.
With James Bolam and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
What was the name of that show again?
I can't think of
that. I know the soundtrack, but I can't think of... And of course, even the Bowles fans sing that song. I'm Bowles
Oh my God. So look at that. There's been a Bowles connection all through these birthdays.
There has, yeah.
Right now, Peter Bowles, not young, obviously.
Not young.
So
man,
go on, stick
all.
An age
so
on
he
him.
He was like in his 40s during the Irish RM and everything. Mm. So I'd say he's about 85.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to get it. 84.
Go on there with that. I just hope your tash looks great this morning.
Guaranteed Irish.
In Excess, Devil Inside and Family Affair from Mary J. Blige. Just ahead of that, 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Happy Friday to you. Fantastic Friday here at Classic Hits. In fact, it's actually a feel-good Friday with thanks to CityBreakApartments.com providing high-quality, serviced and self-catered apartments to suit your location and budget. Did you know that?
I did not
Did you know it was a feel-good Friday?
I had no idea.
Well, there you go.
I don't be listening to either of you. So how would I know? I'm delighted to hear it, though. It's good news.
Anyway, happy Friday to you, folks. Thanks so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. What about this, PJ?
M-H-A-P-P-Y. M-H-A-P-P-Y. I know I am, I'm sure I am. M-H-A-P-P-Y.
That was it, wasn't it?
I know I am, I'm sure I am. He's H-A-P-P-Y.
That,
do you know what it was called? Has it come
I
to you yet?
I can't remember.
It was called Only When I Laugh.
Only When I Laugh.
That's what it was called. Only When I Laugh. Thanks a million to everybody who sent that in, by the way. Loads of people were on WhatsApp telling us that that's what it was called.
That's great. That was such a great show. And it was four lads or five lads that never got out of hospital.
It was great. The cast was great. Was you know who the doctor was in it?
No.
Victor Meldrew.
Was not.
Yeah.
Was it?
The doctor in it was the guy who... What's his name? Richard something.
Richard Wilson.
Wilson, yeah. Yeah, that'll do. And, yeah, he was the doctor in it. James Bolam was in it. He was the sort of, like, you know-it-all kind of, like, patient.
Yeah.
Then there was the young lad fella. And then Peter Bowles.
Yeah. Ah, stop it. What a great show it was.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, just that it's Peter Bowles' birthday today. That's what put it back into PJ's head.
What was the, like... What was wrong with them? I just remember them being in the hospital.
All the time.
And then someone coming in and looking
at
their
chart. Peter Bowles going around in his magnificent dressing gown.
Dressing gown. It's like his oriental Chinese style dressing gown. Yeah, with the hanky in the pocket and all. Yeah, oh, it was brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. And John Levy's just texted in, all right, cheers, lads. That's going to be me head all day now.
It will, yeah.
That is, I'm afraid you will be going around today going, I'm H-A-P-P-Y. But look at it, it's Friday. It should be a happy Friday.
It should be H-A-P-P-Y.
That's exactly what it's all about.
What else way can you do to start that Friday? Only to reminisce on television from the 70s.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, 087-188-0008, if you want to give us a shout. Of course, the really big news today is that we are building up towards Jaffa Jake taking down Furious Pete and crushing him with the Jaffa Cake eating world record. We haven't pinned an exact time on it at the moment.
No.
I think it might. Originally, I think the plan was we were going to save it till after 9, just to give you full.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then I think Mike wants to do sort of, you know, behind the scenes interviews in your preparation and all
Lads, I have stretches and all to be doing, so I need some time to get ready for this, you know.
So, not sure exactly where we'll pin that, but we'll keep you informed. Obviously, Mike is going to be putting some stuff out there on social media as well. You know, because you know the way ahead of, like, say, a big fight, for example.
Yeah.
You know, you always get, like, little behind the scenes, like maybe in the dressing room and blah, 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 and that sort of stuff.
Big you time, know. Yeah. The build-up. Yeah,
exactly.
So what is a sporting event without a build-up? It's so, like, you know the way.
Yeah.
Like watching the FA Cup, you used to start watching at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And they, as they went through the squad.
You'd be exhausted by kickoff.
Yeah, definitely. We're all, that's the way to do it.
So, yeah, keep your eye on the old social media. Magic Mike will be popping stuff up there through the course of the morning, as well as building up to Jaffa Jake's world record attempt. We will have all the regulars in there as well. We've got the final day, the breakfast table quiz. To the best of my knowledge, literally a score of 10. If you can get into double figures, you will be a winner with coffeeperfection.ie this week. So that's to look forward to. And, of course, the hit bit.
Of course, the hit bit, which is 2,040 quid.
Yeah.
So 2,000 euros and a 40er. Ah, we have to make it 50.
Of course we
can't
will.
Be, where are we going to find 4 tenors? 50. We've loads of them. 2,050 quid. That's the
so there you go. Cracking cash on the hit bit for you to play in around about an hour's time as usual. And as usual, classichits.ie. At this stage, with the amount of guesses that have come in, because it's been running for so long, there's so much stuff up there, you don't want to waste your guess. Check that it's not on that list.
Yes.
Before you let Magic Mike know that you want to play on 087-188-0008. Anything else catching your Friday eye?
There's one particular person did something that was very, very revolting on a train. We might have a chat about that. Apparently people were looking at him on the train and they were dry heaving.
Oh my God.
At least they were dry heaving. It could have been more people doing on more revolting things.
Phil Collins, Phil Bailey, Easy Lover here at Classic Hits. Almost 6 minutes to 7 o'clock. Happy Friday, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good news on a Friday, PJ. Antoinette has treats for us.
Oh, fantastic.
She's going to stick them in the post today.
Thank you, Antoinette. Just now, make sure there's a smell of orange off them.
There is exactly that.
Get off.
She literally said, PJ, a clue. Tastes of orange.
Oh, Antoinette, you are an amazing human being.
There you go, look at that.
You are an amazing human.
They're on
human.
The way.
Thank you very much, Antoinette. The good people of Cork rising up and giving orange-flavoured treats to those who need them.
And also, Deirdre's been on. She wants us to say hello to our friend Mary, who is 85 today.
85.
And listens every morning to PJ and Jim. Cheers her up, you know.
Thank you for having us along with you in your day.
Absolutely. 85. So you have to say happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Happy birthday, Mary. Turn up the radio. Mary, Antoinette is sending you an orange-flavoured hip.
An orange-flavoured hip?
Yeah. I think that's what she said.
Yeah, something like that.
Sorry, Mary, it's not you. It's just I'm going deaf myself.
Anyway, Mary, it was Deirdre. Deirdre was saying happy birthday. Actually, it's not even your birthday. She just wanted to say hello.
She's going to come down here now and give you a dig. She's going to go, I'll tell you something. Roaring at me through the radio like that.
Right, let's get going. On the way after 7, the hit bit.
Hit bit is 2,050 quid this morning.
Happy Friday to you folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, 16th of October. That's Bon Jovi, of course, and Living on a Prayer. Or as we were talking about the other day, Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi!
If you've never seen that Toast of London
That's
sitcom,
great,
probably won't make a lot of sense to you. But anyway, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, a hit bit today. €2,050. That's what you're going to be playing for before 8 o'clock. €2,050. Classic Italy, the place to start. And Magic Mike is always standing by on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Let him know if you want to play. Also, the big, big news today on this fantastic Friday is the fact that it is Jaffa Jake's world record attempt. Jaffa cake eating world record attempt. And I tell you something, if this goes well, it could actually open up a whole range of new employment opportunities even, or
Jim,
or money-making schemes.
This close, Jim. I'm inches away.
Really?
From handing in my resignation at the moment.
My God.
Inches away.
So this, it could all hinge on the success of your world record attempt.
Yeah, I tell you, as much as this has been my dream job, and I've lived the dream with you here for the last number of years...
Don't tell me there's something out there you think could be better.
Something else could suit me better, as I am about to embark on being a world record holder of biscuit munching, biscuit type treats. I just seen advertised today that Border Biscuits, a company in Scotland, are looking for someone to take their job, 40,000 English monies a year.
Wow. English monies.
English monies,
nobody's quite sure what's going to happen to that, but at the moment, yeah, that's good.
I know. Oh, well, you know what I mean? It won't matter. It'll be in Scotland. And it, £40,000, I was going to say 40,000 grand, that would make it 400.
That would be incredible, yeah.
Make a year position as a master biscuiter. They're looking for a master biscuiter. What in the name of God is that I hear you say? Well, you won't be crunching numbers in the office, that's for sure. The successful applicant, they say, will be munching the cookies. You'll be a cookie muncher.
Oh, my
God. An official cookie muncher.
A biscuit eater.
Yeah.
They're hiring a biscuit eater.
Yes, they are. A master biscuiter. Now, you can call it a biscuit eater if you want, you Philistine, but this is what it's called. Oat crumbles, Viennese whirls, you'll be eating them every single day, and you'll be making sure that every single day when these batches of oat crumbles and Viennese whirls come out, that they meet the standards of the Border Biscuit Company. The job also comes with a free online exercise program, because if you're going to eat all these biscuits, you're going to have to exercise and work out to get rid
naturally
of the calories.
So that's thrown in.
Yeah, that's thrown in.
Excellent.
So you get your own online PT. So you can basically tell him, yeah, I'm doing that now, as you're eating more biscuits. I'm watching him doing all his burpees that he's being paid for. You'd be there having a great time.
Yeah.
It also involves you
it's
testing.
It's like that, have you seen that ad on, oh, I know you don't get to see TV as such a lot, but there's a cracking ad. I think it's for a building society or something. And this guy is on saying, you know, the great thing about doing home yoga classes is, one, you don't have to pay for them, and two, you don't have to do them.
He's got a point, doesn't he? He's got a point, like.
Yeah, so much for your online PT. But anyway, look, it's important that they at least offer us.
Yeah, I do
for your biscuit munching body.
All this lockdown thing, I remember looking at these Instagram workout people, you know. And they were all like, they wait until they see the views. And like, we're just going to hang on now till we have a few more people in. And I'd be there watching them, biscuit and a cup of tea. You know, and I'm there going, how many of us are exactly like this? And then about 50 people, she goes, right, we've got 50 people in the class.
Let's go.
And she's like doing her handstands and all, and burpees and press-ups. And then grunting with throwing the kettlebells around. And I know at least 30 of the people.
Yeah, you're sitting there and reach for another Jaffa cake.
I know, yeah.
And back.
And back.
And melt. And reach.
And don't forget to breathe. And I'm like, with me a mouth full of Jaffas. I know, yeah. And there's loads of that was going on. And this job is just, that would be your job almost with this situation.
Unbelievable.
And you also get to test all the new products and new flavours as well. But they say, don't just think you can turn up and say, I love biscuits. Give me the job. You have to have more than a sweet tooth. You need to have like strong relationship building as part of your character. You need to be able to influence people. You need leadership and coaching skills that you'll have to prove that you've had in previous jobs. Are you joking? I'll be there going, you were looking for someone to eat biscuits and not do a tap of work and try and talk people into doing it with them. I am your man. I am literally the man.
I was born for this gig.
I've been doing that already in another job that I wasn't even asked to do it in. This is literally my hobby.
That's an incredible gig.
Yeah, and they say you must have an understanding of the chemistry of biscuits and the manufacturing of biscuits and the understanding of secondary processing
what?
Of chocolate.
That's ludicrous. No, I'm not having that. That's ridiculous.
I don't need
to know how a car works to drive it.
I would have said
so. I don't need to know how that biscuit's made as long as it tastes absolutely delicious to me.
Thank you. I was wondering how to get around that in the interview, and now you've given me exactly what I need, Jim.
That's it.
It's exactly what I want. You may think you want someone who knows about biscuits, but let me tell you.
I think you'll find the old phrase is, ignorance is bliss, and there's nobody more ignorant than me.
And in fact, I think I'm... yes! Yes! And then I'll have a new biscuit called the Ignorance Biscuit.
When you rock up going, listen, you can tell all the others to go home, you're talking to Jaffa Jake. I am the world Jaffa cake eating champion. So,
and they'll be did you have to come in costume? I mean, this leotard comes off for no man.
Yes, I can't take off this mask. I daren't reveal my identity.
And do you get one of those then? You know that a Jaffa cake is a cake and not a biscuit. Shut your mouth, you! Don't tell me my specific skills.
Wow, what a gig. A biscuit eater.
A master biscuiter. Like, you know you're going to end up on the TV as well. You know the way that always happens. You're watching telly and then you see these people and you wonder how they got these job titles. You know, master biscuiter, animal tail specialist. Or, you know, or hurricane. You know the way you always have these people, doctor of hurricanes, you know, professor of horror movies. You know all these people.
Yeah.
And you would be right up there. You'll be the go-to master biscuiter for Sky News, probably.
Wow.
I mean, how often do they need one? Once every 25 years. But when they do, it'll be you they come looking for.
Robin S. and Show Me Love, 19 minutes past 7 here at Classic Hits. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Big, big Friday today, of course, it is. World Record Attempt Friday here at Classic Hits. PJ Gallagher, a.k.a. Jaffa Jake, is going to be attempting to take down Furious Pete's world. He will be furious if you do it, by the way.
Yeah, I know he will, yeah. I'll be all over. There'll be a lot of in-your-face going on.
Furious Pete's current world record for eating Jaffa cakes in 60 seconds. It stands at 17. Jaffa Jake is going to attempt 18 Jaffa cakes in 60 seconds to try and get a new world record. And in case, by the way, just people, right, in case you feel that our PJ isn't taking this seriously, there's a couple of things you can check out. Magic Mike is going to reshare on our social media now the training videos. Just to show you what was going on behind the scenes, the immense amount of training that went in. Now, it's out there already. Some of you may have seen it. But just in case, for the day that's in it, Magic Mike is going to put that back up on our social media channels, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that sort of stuff, of PJ actually training for this. And also, he's just done a little kind of, you know, a little scene setter, a little behind-the-scenes interview with PJ. And that is up on our social media channels as well. So you can check it out, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that sort of stuff. And you'll hear kind of PJ's early thoughts as he gets himself psychologically prepared to take on this world record attempt.
Too right. I want to get myself psychologically prepared. As if I'm not already psychologically prepared. As if I haven't already won in my head. Hey? That might be a dangerous place to be, but
being in your head is the... That's the part that gets a little bit scary.
Hey, when you're in my head, Jim, you're losing already. I mean, winning already. I mean, whatever wins those... What's happening again today?
Yeah, that's M People and moving on up here at Classic Hits, 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Actually, do you know something? That song could be adopted for our next story, to be perfectly honest with you.
Could?
If you're a farmer out there, maybe you should be moving on up.
Oh my God.
I know, it sounds... But look, wait till you hear what PJ Gallagher has discovered. I mean, this man basically... don't forget, he's a proud Mayo man.
How dare you?
He knows a thing or two about the rural life.
This is a big day for me, Jim. You shouldn't be upset me like that. Unbelievable.
He does know. So farmers, if you're involved in agriculture out there, particularly involved in any sort of, you know, cow-related, you know, dairy or beef kind of farming of any sort, I tell you something, PJ Gallagher is about to make a revelation
that could
transform your businesses.
A happy cow is a chatty cow. That's what it comes down to. You know the way they've done a lot of research now to say that cows are happier when you talk to them face to face than if you just play the voice of humans listening. So we know there's a lot of cows.
I literally thought you were going to say they're much happier if you talk to them face to face rather than talking about them behind their back.
Yeah, well, that's true as well. that actually all adds up to being the exact same thing.
If you're standing in the background talking to the horses about the cows, they get apps, they go bananas.
Yeah, go here. What are you talking about? Are you talking about me, are you?
Say it to me, face.
Are you slagging off the sheep? It must be the sheep. You wouldn't be slagging me, would you?
So you talk face to face with your cows.
There's a lot of cows listening to this radio show. We know that.
Well, yeah.
There is a lot of cows.
Some of them even WhatsApp in.
They do. A lot of them WhatsApp in. And you can tell that they're cranky the way they WhatsApp in, Jim. That they want us to talk to them face to face. But if you talk to your cow face to face, it lowers their heart rate. It makes their mood better. It makes them happier animals.
It makes their mood better.
It makes their... Oh, my God. Yeah. It does. It makes their mood better. And it makes them happier animals, which makes them easier to deal with. And it makes your state of mind better knowing that your cows are happier too. They've done a lot of research. They look at the way the cows react. So they like to be touched and petted like dogs would as well. And a lot of cows, they've viewed them and you talk to them face to face. And they stick their neck out. And apparently this is a... they stick their neck and their chins up a bit. And this is the same sort of reaction you would get from a cow if you were stroking it.
Right.
So they find something soothing about you standing in front of them.
Talking to them.
It is.
It's the same way we do.
You know, someone tells you a mad story and they go, you're not going to believe what happened. And you stick your head forward and go, go away, what is it? That's what they do.
So basically you're saying cows are just gossip mongers.
They're very curious, yeah. Right. Very curious.
Because
yeah.
I was going, that actually kind of answers my question. I was going to ask you, what is it you're supposed to say to them?
Anything.
Be it face to face or otherwise.
It turns out they're interested in everything.
Like really?
If you, you know the way you, some of us have mad right, hobbies.
So basically what you're telling me is they're nosy cows.
They're very nosy cows. They are nosy cows.
Wow.
They want to hear it all. They want to hear it all. And the best thing is they never tell anybody else. Like, you know what I mean?
That is an advantage.
You can come in and you'll be there going, you tell you, you know you're one over the road there now. I mean, don't tell anyone else, but I've been saying it the odd time. And the cow will be there, sticking the neck forward. Go away. Yep. And tell how long is that going on? They love a bit of an old chat like
wow.
that.
Wow.
And like if you have
That's
a
probably why they're constantly hanging around fences. You often see cows hanging
yeah,
around fences.
Yeah, they're looking for a chat, yeah.
They look that over, you know, it's like that neighbour thing over the fence, gossip
yeah.
stuff. Yeah,
that's what they do.
That's obviously what they're at.
They're basically, when you look at them, they're looking at you going, any scandal? Any yeah. scandal for us, have you? Anything at all going on?
Yeah.
What's happening down the road? Is your man still doing the thing that he does be doing, is he? They're mad for a bit of scandal.
That's incredible.
If you have any hobby that you no one wants to listen to you, me, for instance, I love motorbike racing. I can't talk about it in here. Nobody has any interest in motorbike racing. I get like 1 hour a week where I watch the races on my own and then I tell someone about it and I can literally see them glaze over. Now I just know all I have to do is get in the car, drive to the local farm, say, did you see Valentino Rossi crash this weekend? And the cow will go away.
Wow.
I can't believe it. So there you go. So talk to your cows, pet your cows. They absolutely love it. Experts worked with 28 herds of cattle and compared the benefits of stroking the animals while playing a recorded voice to the actual talking face to face to them, and they loved face to face. They loved the interaction.
That's it.
I suppose when you're talking to them, record something you're talking to them, or you're talking to your cow on the phone, they don't really you can't see their reaction. It does mean
unless you FaceTime them, I suppose.
I don't think they think that's the same either.
Yeah.
They're not into it, you know. And then you get all of that sort of stuff as well. You be careful if you're talking to them that you're feeling. Yeah. Everybody knows. You don't want to be getting in trouble with your other half going, are you down there talking to that cow again?
Yeah.
There's something going on here.
The other thing as well is, like, you know the way you're supposed to, if you talk nice to plants, it's supposed to help and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So obviously I assume that you're, you know, apart from the gossip, you have to kind of encourage the cow. But you know what I mean? What do you say that's a nice... Do you say, you know, like with a dog who's a, you know, oh, look at you, lovely fat, whatever. Like, do you say, like, oh, who's a big fat cow?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at you, you big fat cow. Ooh.
Oh, look at you, you big cow. I'll pull the udders off you and make you be lovely butter. Oh, we're going to have lovely butter from you.
Brian and Tip.
You big cuddly yolk, you.
Brian and Tip has been on to say that he only gets to see the cow's arse while he's milking.
Well, talk to us. Maybe
your particular cow talks through its arse. I don't know.
Maybe if you said something nice to the cow, it would turn around.
Right. A bit of endorsement here from Stephen. He says, me and my 300-ish girls listen to you guys all the time while milking, and they are incredibly nosy. Fact.
You see?
So he obviously sees them turn to each other and go, did you hear what PJ said there?
Yeah. They'd be there going, the hip bit is driving me mad and all the cows be saying.
What do you think it is? He keeps saying it's Bon Jovi. Yeah, don't mind him. He's a big eejit.
Yeah, he has the clue what's going on.
He doesn't
really
know what's happening. But
is your man up your bum again? There he is, yeah. I'm just trying to ignore him. I'm just trying to ignore him for the day that's in it.
Derek, the security guard, has thrown his pun hat into the ring. Does PJ have a Kawasaki motorbike.
Oh my God. Why is it? It's so ridiculous.
Wow. So there you go. Look, you're welcome. Farmers of Ireland, you're welcome. To, I mean, look, I tell you something. You don't get stuff like, I mean, you know, you wouldn't get that on Mart to Mart or whatever.
Mart to Mart.
What was it called?
What sort of program? What was it?
What's the farming thing? Whatever.
You made it sound like it was a detective program where cows go around solving crimes.
Yeah, I tell you, when they met, it was yogurt.
Mart to Mart. That's brilliant.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit. It is worth €2,000 and a 50 quidder. Supposed to be 40. Tenner in the bag there, so it's 50 quid on top of it, on top of it all. Jeepers, I'm all over. I'm getting nervous now with what's impending upon me after 9 o'clock this morning. I'm getting a bit nervous. Here's what it sounds like one more time. And Carmel Higgins is going to play first. How are you, Carmel?
Joe, how are you?
Not too bad at all, Carmel. How are you getting on?
I'm grand now. Not too bothered.
Whereabouts are you, Carmel, at the moment?
Galway.
Galway, okay. And are you still at home, or are you home for the day, or what's going on for you?
I'm retired, so I don't usually be up this time.
Happy days.
Oh, yeah, not usually up. Did we get you? Did you get up to talk to a few cows on your way?
No, come on. Yeah. Get me out of my misery.
This is it okay. Now. She wants the cash, and she wants it now, PJ.
Stop talking nonsense about cattle, Gallagher, and let's get into this game. What do you think it is, then, Carmel? Let's try and give you a few quid.
Rock Me Gently by Andy Kim.
Oh, right. Good old disco classic. Yeah. Andy Kim, Rock Me Gently, Michael.
Okay, Carmel. Unfortunately, someone's going to have to rock you gently when I break the news that it is wrong.
Ah.
Unlucky. Oh. Unlucky. Okay. Listen, happy Friday anyway, Carmel. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks.
Cheers.
See you, Carmel.
Bye-bye
bye
now.
Mary Kirby's going to have a go now. Hiya, Mary.
Hello, how are you?
Actually, is it Mary or Marie?
Marie.
I beg your pardon. How are you, Marie?
You're all right. I get called plenty.
I've been called worse, as you. Worse. Yeah. What's your story today? What are you doing on this Friday, Marie?
At the moment, I'm getting two teenagers ready for school. Chicken goujons are on. The rice is done. I have a bit of a bodybuilder in the making and a 17-year-old, so he likes his protein and rice going to school.
Oh, my God. I tell you something. If you ever want to get a job cooking for somebody, PJ Gallagher will snap you up, he will. Because you know where PJ is a wannabe bodybuilder as well.
You give over.
He's big into his chicken and rice, you know.
Protein and all.
Oh, I tell you something. Yeah. You want to see, we had to convince him there was protein in Jaffa Cakes just to get him to have a go at this thing. Yeah.
Once he has a good cup of coffee later on, he'll be grand.
Exactly.
True enough, yeah, that's all it is. Yeah. You're dead right. I'm giving up the protein until this Jaffa Challenge is over. Don't you mind that. Then I'll be all over the chicken and rice again.
Let's get you the cash, Marie. What are you going to go for?
Eurythmics, Turn In My Side.
That's right. That's such an appropriate tune.
Yeah.
Well, lads, this Hit Bit has really become a thorn in our sides, and it will remain so because it is wrong.
Unlucky.
Okay.
Unlucky. Listen, happy Friday, Marie. Have a good weekend.
Too.
Take care
have
of yourself.
Weekend,
cheers.
Bye-bye.
Right. Okay, it means that Niall Boylan, of course, it rolls on with Niall Boylan at 1:30 this afternoon. Over $2,000 up for grabs on the Hit Bit. Yeah, Billy Ocean, When the Going Gets Tough here at Classic Hits. What a song, really, to set up our next little segment because, of course, today is the day. A lot of people wondering when it's actually going to happen. The official world record attempt. By the way, I use the term official very loosely. The official world record attempt will happen after 9 o'clock. We think we're a little after 9:30 this morning, okay? Make sure you're with us for that little bit after 9:30 this morning.
Yeah, when I'm hungry.
But if you want, in the build-up to it, okay, there's a lot out there for you to check out. Magic Mike has popped a load of stuff up on all of our various social media channels. There's behind-the-scenes interviews with PJ and myself. There's the training video, of course, that you need to be able to check out. So you know the level of work and preparation
that goes into something
that has
like
gone
this.
Into
you don't
this.
Just break a world record, you know. You got to go and put the training, the work in, the dedication.
Absolutely.
And you got to love what you do.
Absolutely. Now, listen. Obviously, he's attempting to break the world record of a man known as Furious Pete, okay, who is the current world record holder. for Jaffa cake eating in 60 seconds. And our Magic Mike, because he's in Canada, not Magic Mike, Furious Pete, Magic Mike had to catch up with him on his sleeping schedule, basically.
Yes.
So it was later in the day.
It was later in the day. I hung back. I thought it was really important, you know, to speak to the man who holds that record to see Amazing. What he thinks of you, basically, if he thinks you can beat the record yeah. or whatever, right? So I had a chat with him live in Toronto in Canada.
Didn't even know they had Jaffa cakes over there.
yeah,
didn't apparently, even know.
Apparently they do, right? So I asked him firstly about, you know, how the whole Jaffa eating record came about for him.
Man, that was like, I did that record like 10 years ago. I've done like 15 Guinness World Records, right? So that was one of my first ones. And so, like, there was a Jaffa Cakes Guinness World Record. And so I beat that, and I did like, I think first 13 in the minute. And then somebody ended up doing like 14. And so I was like, buddy, come on. Why are you touching my record? So I really cranked it up and, did that one.
Can I confirm that the most recent record that you set when it comes to the Jaffa Cakes was 17? Is that right?
Correct.
Right, okay. Yep. So confirming wow. that 17 is what we have to beat, PJ. So minimum 18, okay?
Doesn't sound very threatened, does he?
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, he's actually real casual about it.
You're going to take my record?
Taking my record. Come on. Yeah, you come on.
Right, so what next, Michael?
Right, well, I asked him for optimism. I asked him, does PJ have a chance?
Right.
It's funny because I've met so many fans over the years that will say the exact same thing. So all I ever, like, whenever, like, people try and compete with me, have tried to compete with me all the time, or, like, trying to, like, come up to me and challenge me and say, like, oh, I'm a really fast eater, or I'm really good, I can eat a lot. So I always say, like, money on the table and let's go, right? It's always a lot trickier to actually do something like that than, you know, than it sounds. Like, it's like once you try it, you realize how much more difficult it is. For example, Jaffa Cakes, you can't use water, right? You can't drink water. And not only that, you have to eat one at a time. So you eat one, you open up your mouth that it's empty, and then you can go on to the next one. So it's not all about, you know, like, you know, if I could use water and not showcase that my mouth was empty in between each one, I'd be at 30, no problem.
Okay, so just to let you know, and I don't know whether you're going to laugh at this, and I encourage you to do so, but PJ's record so far is one Jaffa Cake in 4.1 seconds.
Okay. That tells me nothing.
Well, if you do the calculations, he's very
right,
he's very unlikely to do it.
So 60 divided by what? 4. What?
4.1 seconds.
Okay, so he's at 14.63, right? So he's already, like, unless he's just, you know, he's got to find a rhythm, right? So unless if he doesn't find a rhythm, then he's going to be in a lot of trouble.
Okay, and how will he find that rhythm, Pete?
That's something that, you know, that's up to him and him. He's got to figure that out on his own.
Right, okay. Yeah. Interesting that, because he said he pointed out the rules.
Yeah.
No water.
Right.
One at a time. You must showcase that your mouth is completely empty when you know, after each one. But
completely
in fairness, you know what I mean? If you're at 14, I mean, this is within touching distance, buddy.
Well, that's what they say about marathons and everything, PJ. It's the last. Just remember, when you're getting towards the minute, go, go, go. It's that when you get that burst of adrenaline, that's when you beat what your usual record is.
Right.
Now, there was one final piece to all of this, wasn't there? A final motivational aspect to this, Michael.
Absolutely, because, I mean, PJ has been sort of dissing Furious Pete, so I thought, you know, for balance, I should put some of PJ's quotes to Furious Pete.
Ah, you didn't do telling them what I was saying about him.
I did. Furious Pete is a nobody. He's got nothing on me. Furious Pete is a spoofer, and I would eat Furious Pete if he was right here. Now, your response to that, please.
Has he seen my YouTube channel?
Yes.
Oh, and he still says that.
He still says that, yeah.
That's quite interesting. That's quite interesting. You know, whatever it takes to boost his ego, you know, go for it. You know, if that's what you need to say to boost your ego, to think that you have a chance of beating a record, then say whatever you need to say.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say He didn't strike me as a man who's shaking in his boots, right?
Well, I'm mortified now. After Magic Mike went and said all that, I'm absolutely mortified. You have to make it a holy show of me, is what you did.
You can't be saying things about somebody who can't hear it because they're in Toronto.
Anyway, look, the most important thing
is... That's exactly why I said it. If I thought he was going to hear it, I wouldn't have said it at all.
The important thing is you got to use that as motivation, right? Him talking about you boosting your ego and all that sort of stuff. Tell you something, he'll be laughing out of the other side of his Jaffa cake hole.
I didn't think I wasn't allowed to use water. Oh, yeah. This is...
Yeah. No water, one at a time. Your mouth must be empty after each one. You have to do your... Ah! Moment.
He did mention to me, by the way, during it, that the only benefit of a Jaffa cake and the non-water thing is that there's jelly in it and it will moisten your palate, he said. So just think of that. That's a positive.
That is a positive. And also, don't forget my fantastic tip of chocolate side down, TJ.
That's the only way to eat a Jaffa cake. You've been eating your biscuits upside down for the best part of 50 years like some sort of lunatic.
You're welcome, by the way. I know behind that aggression, Michael, there's a genuine gratitude for the help that we've given him. Yeah, Mr. Jones from Candy Crows here at Classic Hits, 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you, folks. Less than an hour away from Jaffa Jake's world record attempt. The countdown is well and truly on. By the way, PJ, just want to reassure you.
Yes.
Just from a purely health and safety point of view, I'm currently eating...
He is as well.
One of your Jaffa cakes, just to make sure they weren't poisoned or tainted in any way. And I can confirm they're fine.
Well, make sure you leave 18 in the box. That's all that matters.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because you don't want to be hampering
and
the
also,
attempts here.
Also, we do have medical things standing by. Okay,
medical
you know
things.
What I mean? Because obviously,
have you ever felt more safe when someone says there's medical things?
You know, obviously you're going to be taking on the whole channel, you'll be ramming the things into your face and everything. And just to let you know, we couldn't get a proper doctor or anything like that, or John's ambulance, but Mike is the fire officer. So if there's a fire, we'll be grand.
That's exactly what I need, is a fire officer with a box of Band-Aids in his desk.
So, he's no good in choking situations, right? But if there's a fire, we'll be fine.
He can scream at me, like...
Yeah. So just to reassure you.
Spread it out! That's what you'll be doing.
It'll be fine, PJ. It'll be fine.
Oh, God. Look, I'm going to have to walk off the calories after this lot anyway. And they've done this great survey about how many steps the average woman walks before she reaches the age of 50.
Wow.
So it excludes lads here. I suppose when you look at sort of the national average, women still walk more than men on average because they're doing most of the housework and stuff, you know. Unfortunately, so we're in the halfpenny place anyway when it comes to this. But women will have walked about 40,000 miles by the time they reach 50 years old. So that's the equivalent.
40,000 miles?
It's the same distance as going from London to New Zealand 229 times. 229 times. That's quite a walk, isn't it? So they studied 1,000 women aged 50 plus. They found out they sort of got their averages, right? So they found that they typically went about 51,330 steps or 24 miles over a week. Not a lot. If you have a dog now, I'd expect you to be doing more than that. You know what I mean? You'd be doing more than that now.
So when you break it down,
70,000 just with a dog.
24 miles a week is the average, is it? That's what will get you to 40,000 over 50 years.
That'll get you your 229 times to New Zealand and back, yeah.
Wow.
So it adds up to 2,669,160 steps a year. About 1,263 miles. I think that's a very low average, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah. But you are a big dog walker. And you do proper walks. You're not like sort of like a, you know, five minutes around the block. You do full hour and a half, 2 hour kind of strolls.
It's at least 80,000 steps a week with the dogs.
There you
go.
That's
not including me normal walking around.
That you're, yeah.
But then I'm not a woman and this is a study is none of my business.
Whereas you see, I am the other end of that average. Like 24 miles in a week sounds, what? That'll be ridiculous. I have a car. So somewhere in the middle then is the average.
Yeah, actually I'm selling me car now. So it also emerged that 71% of worked in a career that meant they were on their feet for 7 hours a day. So those women pushed the average up.
That's the big thing, isn't it? If you have a job that has you on your feet all day,
yes,
that's going to send it through the roof.
And then this is the thing, isn't it terrible? Women who they say are non-working women. Who still push up a bigger average than working men because they do like 9 days a year standing up and cooking and 5 days exercising.
Because that's
exercising meaning raising a family and kids and everything.
That would be typical. That would be a typical man response, wouldn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how she does 24. Sure, she never leaves the house. Well, it's up and down that stairs to the...
I'm doing 60,000 steps indoors, you jackass. What do you expect is going on? Thankfully, that's changing, though. It's changing rapidly every day, you know. Thankfully, we're much more
slowly but surely,
that,
I suppose.
Regular jaunts include dog walks, of course, for people that get out and about. 25% of people. And going to and from friends' houses.
No, not now.
Not now.
Yeah.
This is
the old steps are going to fall big time if you're planning on visiting any houses.
Imagine now, 50 years' time, the average person does 10,000 a month. Yeah. And there's about 22 stone overweight. Oh, James, if you said you'd be doing well. So it gives us our average, or about the women's average, about how much women move around and how busy women are day to day.
Yeah.
And again, you know, this sort of comes with all the advice of remember that you have to keep moving. If you want to keep moving later in life, you have to move a lot now and all of that sort of stuff. And then you can get very philosophical, can't you? Every step now is an investment into your movement at old age and everything. You'd be thinking, I'm not enough to worry about.
Or you can take the attitude, well, you know what I mean? There's probably a certain amount of miles in you. You don't want to use them all up at the start.
So that's my way. I'm starting to think, if I do my 100,000 miles a week, or my 100,000 steps a week now, then I can totally justify doing absolutely nothing when I hit retirement.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score on the next dog gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Now, Coffee Perfection, the five-star coffee company, have provided our prize this week. Of course, they are a leading supplier to the hospitality industry, as well as delivering specialty teas and coffees straight to your home as well. And just on that, there's a couple of things. A quick reminder, of course, that our discount code still applies. It'll only apply up until Sunday evening. So if you want to get in there and get yourself a 20% discount on any of your orders, you use the discount code CLASSICHITS on that website, coffeeperfection.ie. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier on as well, if you're not lucky enough to win with us, you can check out our Classic Hits Facebook page after 10 o'clock this morning, and you'll be in with a chance to win yourself these fabulous hampers. There's a couple of magnificent hampers full of all of that speciality teas and coffees and all that sort of stuff. Coffeeperfection.ie is the website. They are, of course, stockists of their own signature blend, but also one of PJ's favourites, the Marley Coffee, which is founded, of course, by legendary Bob Marley's son. They're also the people behind the innovative coffee bag.
Yes, indeed. Yeah,
and
great
all that
stuff,
sort of stuff. So they've given us this Sage Creatista Uno Nespresso machine with a selection of coffee capsules for you to win this week.
Yeah, so they have. And Ronan Liddy is going to play this morning. He's going to try and get that score at 10. And he's the financial controller of citybreaksapartments.com.
Oh, of course, who are sponsoring Feel Good Friday today.
Yes, they are.
So poor old Ronan got press ganged into it, did he?
He did get right. He must have got rubbed right into it. How's it going, Ronan?
Yeah, good here. Always a bit easier on a Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking forward to the weekend, Ronan, yeah?
Yeah, well, whatever you call it these days, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
I'll
go out on a limb and assume that you don't have any great plans.
No, like the rest of the court, yeah, I suppose. We're just safe.
Cool.
It's great. It's just two quieter days than the other quiet days.
Yeah.
For us all now, every week.
Right, so listen, the way it stands at the moment, Ronan, you need to get a score of at least 10 to win this, okay? So 10 correct answers will be good enough in the 60 seconds. You ready to give it a go?
Sure, yeah.
Right, very best of luck. Here we go.
Who played Mr. Darcy in the 1995 TV drama Pride and Prejudice?
Pass.
Colin Firth in Medicine, what would an appendectomy remove?
Oh, pass.
The appendix in which televised sport did Giant Haystacks become a household name?
Wrestling.
What singer made their film debut in The Bodyguard?
Whitney Houston.
Which country did the band The Stereophonics come from?
UK.
It's Wales. Which Welsh singer sang the song Delilah?
Tom Jones.
In what American state would you find the city of Waco?
Texas.
Yeah, the Bee Gees song Staying Alive is the soundtrack from what 70s film?
Saturday Night Fever.
With what sport is the name Will Carling most closely associated?
Rugby.
Which garden was the home to Adam and Eve?
Garden of Eden.
Where would you wear a Homburg?
On your head.
On your head, yeah. In what city is the Kremlin?
Russia.
Yeah, it's Moscow. An orthodontist specialises in what part of the body?
Your teeth.
It is. I was going to try and sneak another one in there. I didn't quite make it.
Right, okay. I tell you, it could be close. There was some good scoring there, Ronan. You did yourself proud and the gang at citybreakapartments.com. Right, let's see what the final score and it was. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Are you joking?
Oh, my God.
Are you joking?
You were literally skinning your teeth away.
No worries.
I tell you, it was a brave effort, Ronan, a brave effort indeed. Well done, sir.
No, thanks very much, okay?
Listen, happy Friday, Ronan. Take care of yourself.
And yourself. Stay safe.
Cheers.
Okay? You too, Ronan. Stay safe. Have a good weekend.
My God, to think we didn't get into double figures at all this week.
I know. It just shows you, doesn't it? Yes.
It's mad. Okay.
And of course, people get nine and then they don't think they're doing great, you know?
I bet you Declan Hogan from Monday. I bet you he didn't think that his nine was going to be good enough to win it.
He was disappointed with himself.
Absolutely.
Not anymore. Get yourself new cups, Declan. You're going to be flat out in your new machine.
A Sage Creatisto Uno, an espresso machine with a selection of coffee capsules, all courtesy of Coffee Perfection, the five-star coffee company. And remember, do check out the website, coffeeperfection.ie. Classic Hits is the discount code. And of course, after 10 o'clock this morning, a chance to win yourself a couple of banging hampers on our Facebook page as well. Blur and Park Life here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday, 22 minutes to 10, and it is time for this. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio the one, the only Jaffa Jake. And by the way, you can check this out. I think we're on Facebook Live at the moment. Yes. It will be filmed, of course. He's just entered wearing his magnificent costume.
I've just made a grand entry, even though there's nobody here to applaud except for Jim McKay.
Yes, I tell you something. We've got the sound of Old Fortuna playing in the background there just to build the drama of it all. Because this is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is where Jaffa Jake, a.k.a. PJ Gallagher, takes down Furious Pete. The current world record for eating Jaffa Cakes in 60 seconds is a score of 17. PJ Gallagher is going to attempt to beat that record. He is Jaffa Jake.
I am Jaffa Jake. I am ready. I have been practicing. I have had many, many Jaffa Cakes in my big fat face over many, many weeks now. This is the moment, the final hour. I know I can do one in enough time, but can I do 18?
Well,
that is the question.
Now, just to remind everybody out there who might think that this is easy somehow, we had it actually from the current record holder. Magic Mike spoke to the current world record holder, and he confirmed that the rules for this are there's no water or lubrication allowed.
Came as a shock to me.
Do you normally use lubrication?
Yeah, I've been practicing with lubrication. I've got a big blue bottle of lubrication in there.
Right,
I didn't know that.
So
that
no lubrication allowed, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a bit scabby, if you don't mind me saying.
You can't just ram like six into your mouth at a time and shot a chew. You have to take them one by one, and as each one is swallowed, open your mouth and do the old to show that it's clear. So that's the rules, okay? So that's what makes it tough, ladies and gentlemen. That's what makes it tough. Don't want you to think this is some sort of easy thing that PJ Gallagher just stumbled across.
Far from it. No, these are the rules. These are the rules as set out by the Guinness Book of Record people.
Yes. In fairness, wouldn't show up today, but that doesn't matter.
It's all right. Don't mind them. You have to pay them and all. We don't need you to do your poxy records. We can do them ourselves. I have them here now. I have a plate with 18 Jaffa Cakes. Every one of them has to disappear.
So have you any particular kind of strategy here? Is there any last words that you want to kind of say? Last words. I didn't mean that. Obviously, he's not going to die. So is there anything you want to say? Is there any kind of message you want to send out there? Is this a moment of inspiration? You know, the nation awaits.
I would just like to say, I'm going to do my best, right? And if anybody out there has a dream, this may be a good reason not to attempt it.
Yes, okay.
But I'm going to do everything I can to take down Pistolio Pete. I'm still more upset that Mike told him exactly what I said about him than anything else.
Right, here we are. Right, okay, it's just coming up on 19 minutes away from 10
Ladies
o'clock.
And gentlemen.
That time may yet go down in history. I have here, for everybody to hear, I have the actual clock, so you'll hear the countdown happening, okay? Whenever you are ready, PJ, would you like me to give you a 3-2-1?
Before I start, let me just
say
everyone,
Jaffa.
Do not try this at home, children.
No.
This is outrageous, and I am a professional.
We don't have trained medical personnel, but as I said, Mike's the fire officer, he'll have to do. So, he's here, okay, are we ready? Mike, are you ready? Right, okay. Jaffa Jake, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. In 3, 2, 1... Oh. Right, okay. So we're on to Jaffa Cake number two. He is chewing, okay. He's doing pretty darn good, to be fair, in terms of the... it's the ah bit, you see. Now, just in case anybody's wondering about this, the real struggle is the fact that you can only eat them one at a time. Having to swallow and clear your mouth is the biggest issue, really, at the moment. That and the fact that... he's starting to look a little bit unwell. Okay, now, come on, you have to make sure. Now, Mike is filming this, so you can verify whether or not... What, come on, don't open your mouth till you swallow. Make sure you swallow everything. This is important. Right, okay. Right, this is very... He's doing very well. He's clutching his heart. He's clutching his heart, but I don't think that's... I don't think we should be overly worried about that. The most important thing is that regardless of any pain, he's still going. Okay, now it's sort of... Yeah, this is... It's going well at the moment. You're doing fantastic, buddy. Come on! Come on, you can do... Time up. Time up. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me just ask for the plate to be handed over so that I can see whether or not this was... If there's a clear plate, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a new world record. So, hand me the plate.
Oh, my God.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Jaffa Jake.
I'm going to get sick.
Jaffa Jake.
I'm going to get sick.
Achieved.
I'm not messing.
Hang on a second. Let me give you the bin. Give him the bin, quick. Jaffa Jake achieved, ladies and gentlemen, a score of 8 Jaffa Cakes.
Oh, my God. Is that all it was?
Well, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 left on the plate.
Oh, my God. You didn't even get halfway there? And I'm nearly going to get sick. The heartburn is absolutely killing me. Are you serious?
Right. So...
Not even halfway.
That was a... I'm going to put that down as a small anticlimax.
No, I'm not talking about that. That's not an anticlimax. You stop. That was a tremendous
effort. It was a brave effort. Ladies and gentlemen, we have half. Not quite half.
I've got the worst heartburn ever.
We have nearly a half world record holder in our midst. I think a round of applause is...
Oh, this is really bad. Oh, this is really bad. Oh, my God, that was failure. Like I said, kids, just give up on your dreams.
Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. It's our song of solidarity with Jaffa Jake after, the world record attempt didn't quite go according to plan. How are you feeling about it, PJ?
Sorry, I'm just having a compensation cake there.
You're still eating Jaffa Cakes?
I just have to, I might as well finish.
Even though the record is, you rammed 8 into your face in 60 seconds.
I know, but I need a couple of Jaffa Cakes to make me feel better for not making the record.
Anyway, words of support coming in on WhatsApp for you, well, actually, some words of support. Selma just went, my God, what a letdown. Harsh, Selma, to be perfectly honest with you.
Excuse me.
And somebody has also claimed that there may be a silver lining. Louise has been on to say, lads, I'm pretty sure worst heartburn ever counts as a fairly solid world record.
Do you know something? Thank you very much. I think you're dead right. I do genuinely feel absolutely sick. It feels like my heart's on fire and it feels like my bottom is going to blow across the room. So there you go. I'm
excellent.
I think I did achieve something wonderful.
Exactly. Yeah. Amanda has also lent her support. Failure more like awful, really bad, but hilarious all the same. Amanda, thank you for your kind words.
I'll take the good from that somehow, Amanda.
Some call it a mystery.
Yeah, 8 minutes away from 10 o'clock, as you heard. Feel Good Friday all day today, and is it all with thanks to citybreakapartments.com, providing high-quality serviced and self-catered apartments to suit your location and budget. And just before we get out of here, we just have an opportunity to speak very briefly to co-founder of citybreakapartments.com, Johnny Drake, is on the line. Johnny, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, PJ. Hope all is well.
Yeah, now
morning,
listen, Johnny. Can I just apologise, Johnny, straight off the bat, that we're bringing you on after what was a little bit of a disappointment in terms of our world record attempt. So really what we're looking to you for, Johnny, is a kind of a good news story to finish the show on, really, to lift us back up. You finish on a high, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Was it though? I have to say, PJ, I kind of fancy a Jaffa Cake now, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, it just so happens we've got a load spare from the world record attempt.
Johnny, you knock around here. I definitely have at least 8 left anyway.
So listen, Johnny, give us a very quick background on how this all started, this citybreakapartments.com.
Basically, back in 2004, I was involved in a family B&B, and a guy walked into the B&B and he said he wanted to rent the whole place off us. Okay, with 12 rooms at the time, small place in Parnell Street, the Kingfisher. And just by chance, I was there. I got chatting to the guy, and we had this building coming up, which has been renovated around the corner. And within a fortnight, he had taken the building for a company called Staker, which is survivors of child abuse. All right. But that was back in 2004. Roll on 4 years later, he'd come back to us and said, listen, the redress board is dying off. And he wanted to give some of the units back. And we started doing kind of B&B, a guest house, and kind of self-catering apartments from this building.
Right.
That's how, it all began.
And I'm assuming at the moment, like just like with everything else and businesses, all the other businesses that are experiencing it at the moment, I'm assuming, are things tough at the minute for in your end of the business?
It's a very, very challenging market. It all kicked off in March when the Rugby International was cancelled. That Rugby, the Italian and the Ireland game, when that cancelled on the 6th of March, from that moment onwards then, anyone who wasn't aware of the coronavirus, their heads were turned. And then the Paddy's Weekend was cancelled. And from that, we had a massive amount of cancellations and all throughout the whole summer. I mean, all our team worked 24/7 to try and get back to people and all the rest. But, you know, we weren't really sure where this was going to go. A lot of people are saying, listen, it's a blip. Come May, June, it'll be all back to normal. I took more of a pessimistic route, and we started targeting the healthcare sector and the construction sector. So we really kind of felt that, you know what, this is going to be longer than we think. Now, we're very lucky that we're self-catering. All our apartments are fully equipped apartments with, you know, kitchens, ovens, microwaves, all the delf. So we've got that advantage, let's say, over hotels.
Right. And is that where the kind of targeting is now? Is that like in terms of, you know, the kind of people and the kind of the people you're seeing on the website, the kind of people who are using citybreakapartments.com, are they the sectors they're coming from?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the construction sector is very strong. You're getting guys coming in and they're taking maybe apartments for, you know, a month or 2 months period. We've got people coming in who want to self-quarantine for 14 nights. They don't want to stay in a hotel. A lot of the kind of, let's say, food and beverage options aren't available and they want to be self-catering. So we're seeing a big, strong demand in a lot of sectors, yes.
Wow.
So, there was a bit of domestic market as well, where people who are cooked up maybe at home in the family home or maybe are sharing a house want to get out for maybe a long weekend as well and just to, you know, but don't want to go into a hotel but want that kind of sitting room environment where, you know, you can have a few beers, cook a meal, go for a walk in the city.
That's incredible. Actually, I hadn't even thought about, though, that aspect to all of this. The fact that you could, like, just get away from your own home still within your own city, or likewise that the, you know, people who need to self-quarantine or the construction people, as you mentioned, and all of that kind of stuff. It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary.
When I was staying in Cork, which I did an awful lot of the last few years, it was always, I stayed in really, really nice hotels. But you do get to the stage where you think, I wish I could just make myself a sandwich.
Well, exactly. You know, you'd like a little control over it.
A little bit of control over your own life. So it's a great idea.
Listen, Johnny, it sounds absolutely fantastic. Johnny Drake, of course, co-founder of citybreakapartments.com. They are the people who are bringing you Feel Good Friday today here at Classic Hits. And that's right through the day. I think you might be having a chat with Damien a bit later on as well, Johnny, as far as I'm aware. But listen, continued success. I hope it's going to be fantastic for you. Thanks a million for chatting to us.
Absolutely. Many thanks, guys. Take care.
Cheers. See you later, thanks a million. There you go. Johnny Drake, co-founder of citybreakapartments.com, who of course are bringing you Feel Good Friday today. Time for us to get out of here, PJ.
Let's get out of here.
Let's go and lick your wounds. Well, actually, you can lick your own wounds.
Yeah, I have an appointment with a booker. I'll see you Monday morning, Jim.